talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller.
Let's talk a little baseball now with Jim Deshays. JD getting ready for the pregame coverage today on Marquee. And Jim, it's too bad today is not North Face Down Jacket Day at the ballpark. Free winter coats to the first 8,000 people. It's a little nippy out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a cold day to play baseball. But indeed, it is opening day, so we're fired up and excited. And weather be damned, we're going to go play some hardball, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, your ninth season calling Cubs games, and as a guy who played in the majors for 12 years, does opening day still give you some butterflies? I know as a kid, you just couldn't wait for opening day, and you had that fluttering feeling in your tummy.
Absolutely. It's, it's kind of like a kid who waits his birthday or Christmas morning. You're baseball fans have been kind of suffering through a tough winter, an especially tough year. So this is just another glimmer that things are returning a little bit to normal with baseball coming back on time. But yeah, I get every year opening day is a special day for me. It always will be. And, it's not like I didn't sleep last night, but I'm really, really excited to get rolling.
Hey, JD, a pitching question for you, especially with Kyle Hendricks going to the mound today. There's been a lot of talk about the fact that Hendricks and the rest of the rotation kind of feature similar styles and approaches, not a real good fastball with that velocity to get a guy out. But does that really mean anything in the grand scheme of things if you're locating and making good pitches?
Yes and no. I mean, I think Hendricks has proven that you don't have to throw 95 miles an hour to be not only successful, but a really good major league starting pitcher. When you don't have in-miss guys and the ball gets put into play more, obviously it puts a little more pressure on your defense, so that's going to be really important for the Cubs. I figure they're not going to have a high strikeout rate, so infield defense is going to be really important. It was really good last year. The Cubs won a team gold glove, the first time that award has ever been handed out. So I think that, the marriage between soft contact, a good infield, these guys could be successful. But in a perfect world, you'd like to strike out a few more guys, kind of take the fluke out of it, if you will, just keep the ball out of play. But they're soft tossers, primarily Hendricks and Davies, have really good track records of success.
Can you explain, JD, why they sent Horner down?
Yeah, I think it was Bodie. There were four guys that were kind of fighting for that second base job, and Horner was great. He did everything they asked him to do. He looked really good. But Bodie was really good, too. And Nico only has 89 minor league games of experience under his belt, and he was here last year. And remember, he struggled last year, his first kind of full year in the big league, so to speak. I think there's a valid point to be made that a little more seasoning wouldn't hurt, and also that David Bodie kind of deserved this chance. He's been a guy who's been on the roster for a few years now, been a utility guy, never had a chance to be an everyday guy, so this is an opportunity to see what he's capable of doing. And, should somebody get hurt or David lay an egg, Nico Horner will get his opportunity.
One of the interesting acquisitions in the offseason to me was Jock Peterson, and he kind of I hope he didn't leave his bat in Arizona because he had 8 home runs and 19 runs batted in. But what do you think about him, first of all, as a player? And it just sounds like from what he's done, he's meshing with his teammates really well.
Yeah, unfortunately, he left the weather in Arizona.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a much tougher hitting environment coming to Wrigley when it's 30 degrees than being in the desert. But he's a bona fide hitter. He's got a track record with the Dodgers. Doesn't hit for a lot of average, but he hits for plenty of power. He'll take his walks. And they like his profile as a guy who handles velocity. There's so many guys in the league now that throw 95 and above, and the Cubs really struggled with that last year. So he's a guy who's proven that he's able to, get on top of that high fastball and do some damage. So I think he's a real good fit. He will be an upgrade defensively over Kyle in the outfield. And, David Ross just has a great balance to his lineup now as he goes right, left, up and down that lineup.
It's guaranteed to happen, don't you? A guy who has the spring that Peterson had, he will definitely go 0-for-4 today. There's no question about it, is there?
Well, yeah, that's the beautiful thing about baseball, right? We can make all these bold proclamations based on what we see in Arizona, then come the regular season, it's like, oh no, the Pirates, their kid, the shortstop, hit 700 in spring training. So, as a player, you always have that in the back of your mind, like, did I leave it all here? Did I have my best month in March when it doesn't count?
Well, Jim, you made your last start at Wrigley Field against the Phillies. That was in July of 1995. And did you retire right after that? What happened?
I got released right after that. And I went home and contemplated my future. And the more I thought about it, it's probably time. The hitters generally let you know, and they were letting me know at the end of my career. I was really bad in 94, ended up back in the minor leagues for most of 95, and that day at Wrigley, it was just the opposite of today. It was in the middle of that drought in the summer of 95. It was smoking hot, and the wind was blowing out, and if I had been a smarter guy, I would have come up with a fake injury to avoid pitching that day and maybe prolong my career for another week.
Yeah, definitely a hitter's day. So it's your new partner, Boog Shambi. We've had him on the show here. He's a lot of fun, isn't he?
Yeah, Boog is great. We're going to miss Len, but Boog is he's a fun guy. He loves the game. He's really excited to be here. He's really pumped up to be in Chicago. We've had an opportunity to work a few spring training games together. And, it felt very comfortable from the first pitch. It's just, two guys having a coffee, having a drink, talking ball, and everybody else is eavesdropping.
And what's your prediction on, as they call them, the core guys, the World Series champs? We've heard about Rizzo's contract, and there's speculation that maybe by July, depending on how this team is doing, there will be some trading, perhaps. Baez, Contreras, Bryant, who knows? What do you think, J.D.?
Yeah, I don't have any really inside knowledge on any of that, but reading the tea leaves, just reading between the lines of what Jed Hoyer has said, sounds like Jed's very comfortable that he's going to be able to get something done with Anthony. He has also said heading into this year that it's probably unlikely to keep everybody. The finances just won't allow it. So I suspect at least one of those guys will probably be moved at or around the trade deadline. And, of course, it all depends on how the Cubs are performing, too. If they're playing really well and they look like they have a chance to win the division again, Jed may keep his powder dry. My goal here is to see how many cliches I can get into one conversation.
You're doing well. You're ready for the season.
Are you ticking them off? Do you have a bell?
You're ready.
I don't know. It's one of those unknowable situations. My best guess is somebody will be moved because with that much talent and future free agents, if you don't get something in return and they all leave, that's a little bit of managerial malfeasance. So, he's in a tough position. Jed is.
It's marquee coverage of the Cubs 120 opener, and it all starts at 11 a.m. over there. Jim Deshaies, can't tell you how much we enjoy your style, your knowledge of the game, your manner when you do the game, and we look forward to hearing you and seeing you with Boog this season, and hopefully you'll come back with us occasionally, Jim.
Absolutely, will do. Thanks for the kind words, and excited to get rolling. Boog and I are going to have a blast, and hope you enjoy.
Go Cubs! All right.
Go Cubs.
Let's go.